We're holding in Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Sif Lamed Dalad. Shtei Osios Hashem Teva Achas. So if you have two letters, that itself is a word, but it's like an Aleph and a Tav, it is a word in the Shema. Lo Yichtov Chutz L'Shita. So you should not write those that word outside of the line, extending past it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun Aleph Teva Achas. Ima Teva Hi Bas Sholosh. Let's say it's a three-letter word. Sitein. In that case, you would be allowed to write the last two letters of that word outside of the line. Chutz l'shita, afshehim rov hateva. Even though two out of the three letters are written outside, that's not going to be a problem. And that's how we pass in your day. Simon reishayin gimel. I'm a bir halacha. What's the bir halacha talking about? So if you look four lines from the bottom, teva achas speaks out the bir halacha. I'm mishnah berurah. King kos of harosh. Hilchos Ketanos, Wapasuk B'Yerodeya, Kavaseh, this is how we paskin, that again, if you have two out of the three letters of the word written past the end of the line, that's okay. I'm in Mogin Avram, B'Sif Katan Memvav, Shekosav Da'af HaRambam Oda B'Zeh, L'Hakil, the Rambam agrees with this. However, Hagro, B'Biur, Kosav Sheledas HaRambam, Osur B'Zeh. So it's a machlokis within what the Shita of the Rambam is. Okay, next is Lamed Hei. Osios Hashem, if you have letters from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Tzarech Shehiyu Kulam B'toch Hadaf. They have to all be written in the column. V'lo Yetze Mehem Klal Chutz Ladaf. And they can't extend at all outside of that. Mishnah Berurah says, Kufnun Beis, Osios Hashem, Afilu Sh'ar Shem She'enim Nimchokim. When any one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, they're not allowed to be erased. Kufnun Gimel Tzarech, they have to be written inside the line. Hamogin Avram Mishem Hagoin HaRav Yitzchak Mipozno. This is all a din in the most preferable way of writing the tefillin. But if it happened after the fact, one does not have to be strict if one did write part of the Shem Hashem outside the line. Nevertheless, if there's not by a tefillin, but again, we know that the leniency by a Sefer Torah is that it does not have to be written in order, so then you can go back and fix it up a little bit. So what do? Limchoik kol hashur ha'alyonos, you should erase the above lines, meaning, you're, let's call it line number two. So you extended the Shem Hashem and I went too far. No problem, I'll just rewrite the entire line above it and make it end up in the same place. Right? That's what he says here. Limchoik kol hashur ha'alyonos, you erase all the upper lines above the Shem Hashem, im Abraham shum shem, mishem Hashem, nuchakim, provided that in those parts of the Sefer Torah, you don't have any names of Hashem written on those lines. The limshach oson, you draw them out. Shiu shavos im Hashem. So now you went a little bit extra on the line number, we'll call it line number six. So you re-erased lines number 1 through 5, and you extend them all. So now they're equal. That is your new end of the line. Me'achad evshalas akune lo mikre b'di'evid. Since you could fix it, it's not called a b'di'evid. Aval im haya sham lemala eiz Hashem. Let's say in these top five lines above the one where you went a little bit too far, you do have one of the names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that is not allowed to be erased. Oh, but to fill in a mezuzah, or forget about the Sefer Torah now, we're talking about tefillin mezuzahs, where there would be a problem, you can't write it out of order. When you can't erase it because now it's going to be writing it out of order. So kosher kach bli tikkun. You can leave it like this and it's kosher without fixing it. Yesh machrin afilu b'di'evad. Some are machrin say even b'di'evad is no good. V'hiski mimohim ha'goyin u'b'kiva eger. That's what b'kiva eger learns. V'derech ha'chaim also says like this. Ach, im b'shuros ha'alyonos os ha'achron beiz dalid reish chedoyme. If it's one of these letters that you can just basically, it's kosher as it is, but you could make it longer, extend it out. Shiochel l'mashchon, you could pull it, really, you know, draw it to the end of the line. Kulhu moide every, in this case, the bein b'sefer Torah, bein b'tefillin, mezuzos. Whether we're talking about any one of the categories, again, because it's a kosher letter, so it's not considered writing it out of order because you have a reish there. You're just making a longer reish. You have a dal de beis, etc. Yimshuch oisim, you should draw it out. Kedei shiu shavos im ha'ois hashem shiyotze chut l'shita. In this case, you should push it out, draw it out, pull it till make it end of the line. The aim is emishum shloka sidra. And that's not a problem of doing it out of order. V'chein im lo ksav kosav od rakshur achas. The second line is gone now past there. Yase sirtutim achirim v'yim shechem v'yu aruchim ad sof Hashem. Meaning, you wrote the first one short, and the second line, as you're writing, went too far, so you just realign it. You make the second one's gone, and we're not concerned, we're not machpit on that first one that's going to end a little bit shorter than the other remaining lines. So meaning the top line is going to be a little bit shorter, but lines 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they're all going to be much longer, and they'll be equal. V'da'o, you know even more, osios and it polos lehashem. Let's say you have, like, elokecha, that end of chof. right? Haskama ha'achronim de'ein lahachmir b'di'eve b'yotze chutz l'shitos. That chof sofis goes past the line. That's a letter that's added on to that. That's not going to be a problem. Kuf nun dalid. Mehen klal, afilu os achas. Even if we're talking about one letter, afilu daaf rubo kikulo. Even if it's the rov of that letter, aval miktas haos leis lamba. But part of the letter we're not machped on if it goes past the line from the Shem Hashem. The imyota Hashem kulo chutz legilion haamud. The entire name goes past it. Kosha b'diavid ve'in adoyim leyotze os achas chutz l'shita. That's not the same as if you have just one letter going out. The mashi yotze chutz lachutz hu choshev kitliya. This is considered to be something that's like suspended. The kind of long we pass him, your day, Rishayin Vav, the mitzvah Hashem ain't tolen. Parlin, you can't suspend. Masha ain't came bezeh. Now, in this case, came cause of Bnei Yonah, that it's not a problem. Vagoin Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bichlusha Besimen Zeh, Machmir Gam Bezeh. He is Machmir in this case. Ain Sham, Avab, Yer Hagro. The girl is not Machmir in this case. Muchach Behedye Kiha Bnei Yonah. Lahakil, that he's lenient in this case where you have. One of the letters of the of Shem Hashem is going outside the lines. That's what's considered to be a Taliyah. Okay, now we're up to Lamed Vav. So I guess by introduction to this, we should remind ourselves that the way the Torah was given to Moshe on Har Sinai, that the parashios are either petucha or stuma. Petucha, like the word petuch, is open. So it's an open, it's a line that's written, and there's a break, and that line remains open till the end of the column. Or a stuma is where there is a small break, and then sosum, it's closed off, that there's more writing on that same line. There's a break, but there is more writing on that. And that's how the Torah was actually given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. You know, when I'm teaching this in Chumash class, I tried to tell me to imagine it like the difference between a paragraph break versus a chapter break. Meaning a petucha is a larger change in topics. It's more of like a chapter. And stuma is a break, so it's like more of a paragraph. But again, now we're going to discuss which of the Dalad parashas in Tefillin have to be written in which way. Good, here we go. Yase kol parashiyosecha petuchos. All the parashiyos should be open, chutz with the exception of parasha achrona kesuva b'torah, shehi b'haya im shamoa. The last one's in the Torah, Sheyasena Stuma. That you should leave it closed off, which means you should have a break and then lighting at the end of the line. The Imshina Posel, it says the Mechaber, if one changes up the order of this, then it's going to be no good. So let's do the Mishnah Berurah on this now. Kol Parsha Yoseh and Kuf Nun Hei. Rosh Hashanah means like this. Meha Tefillin Shel Yad. We're talking about the Tefillin that go into the on the arm. Hoyo Vehein Nichtavos Beklaf Echod. They're all written on one cloth. The Shayach Behen Petucho Stuma. Makes sense. You could talk about having it open or closed. Dehainu, this means Kishimaniach Mokum Chalak Besof Shita Hachrona Shel Parsha Harishona Kidei Tes Osios. You leave the space at the end to write. The space to write nine letters. Umascha parsha shalachareha b'roish hashita b'daf hasheni. And you start at the top of the next column. Hare parsha lachareha nikre petucha. That's called petucha. Kemosh b'sefer Torah nikreis parsha shemascheles b'roish hashita parsha petucha l'chulei alma kishish revach kidei tes osios lefaneha b'shita hakodemes lo o b'sof shita hachrona shebedaf hakodem. When you have the space between the previous part that was written. Aval, the tefillin show rosh. But when we're talking about the tefillin that go on the head, sheparshios of nichtav ma'al dalad klofim. Again, just remind that we write them in four separate ones for the head. The easy way to remember this, I think we taught this earlier, that you have four of your senses are on your head, right? Your eyes, your ears, your mouth and your nose, so you have four of your senses, and then your hand is the fifth, so your hand gets one, and the other four go on the Dalad film. That's a cute way to remember it. But you're writing on Dalad Klofim, so he says, Ein lahakpid behen ki petuchos v'stuma. So in this case, we're not makpid on whether it's petuch or stuma. Ach nohagu lechatchil lahakpid bezeh. We are lechatchil careful about this. Kin kosvu ha'achronim, ayim bir halacha, b'mash kasavne b'shem ha'prima godim bezeh. Okay, so he says that all these are written petuchos after the last one, kuf nun vav. Petuchos chut mipnei shegimel rishonos, because the first three shehaya kadosh v'hayli ki yiviyacha shema heim petuchos b'torah. That's the way they're written in Chumash. Or parshas v'hayki im shemoa, the fourth parsha stuma. That's how it's written. So therefore, just like it's written in the Sefer Torah, that's how it's written in our tefillin. Fikach. Therefore, tzarich lichto b'tefillin gam kein kachal. That's how you have to write it the same way in tefillin. The hain. This means Shenich Mokom Chalak Kidei Tes Osios Besof Shita Achrona Beparsha Kadesh Kidei Beparshis Vahayaki Aviacha Shiasch Rosh Hashita Harishona Shibadaf Hasheni Tiha Parsha Petucha Kimo Shehi Betorah. So you have the space written on the bottom, the space on the bottom, then the next line starts at the top. Chain Achar Parshis Vahayaki Aviacha. And the parsha kadesh, sheparshas shema tia petucha. You leave the space then, so then that was shema will be also considered to be petucha. Avav parshas v'hoyeki. I'm sorry. V'hay im shema. The last, the fourth one, yase stum. We make it closed off. Over open stimosa yivoy lekame. We're going to explain exactly what that means. Uparshas kadesh after petura he petucha machmas shehi mafsig the revach tesosios b'shura hakademis law. In the Torah, it's petucha because it has that space of nine letters. V'kan ain't shayach zeh. It doesn't apply over here. Dehi parsha rishon because it's the first one. Mikomalkom, I mean, you can't have a space before it. Mikomalkom came into who maschila berosh shita ve'in kosel lefaneha klum. It's starting the beginning. There's something before it. He nikris petucha. It's still called petucha. De'ein ksav acher sosmos. There's nothing else that's closing it off. And then he says, the Machaber says, ve'im shina, if you would change this, bein she'asa'a mistuma le'petucha, or mi'petucha le'stuma, either change you would make, changing from a closed to an open, or open to a closed, then there is going to be puzzle. Okay, now we continue with the Ramah. Yesh machshirin be'kulam petuchos. He brings that some are, some allow it to be, it's kosher if they're all done as psuchos. Kufnun ches yesh machshirin. Roitzalom means like this. B'di'evid. It's okay. It's b'di'evid. He's named Batam. The reason for this is she'af she'betorah parshas v'hayik im shemoah histuma. Because in the Torah itself, it's written stuma. Mikom malkom kevin she'betorah ena smucha klal leparshas shema ein ze nechshav shinui ma she'harevach she'beina leparshas shema hu petuach v'lo sosum kemo she'sosum harevach she'lefaneh betorah kevin she'gam betorah yesh bina. Beino the parsha Shema Shabbatorah Revach Harbe Pesuach Vechein Hiskimu Ha'achronim. So what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking out over here is that because in the Torah itself, it's not, they're not, these two parshas are not written next to each other, right? So since there is this big space in between them, that's why it's going to be acceptable. And he says that's what the Achronim agree on this. Then in Kufnun Tes, he said Kulam Petuchos. He wrote them all open ones. However, Lehefech, what would be the opposite case? Im Osa Eze Parshia Mehasholosh Parshios Stuma. If you would write them Stuma, the Kuli Am Apostle. If everybody agree in that case, it's not going to be good. Kain Kosu Achronim. That's what the Achronim agree to this as well. Ve'od Kosu. They write even more. The Davke Im Osa LeParshis V'Haya Im Shemoa Parshia Petucho. Even if you would write Hayim Shemor, you make that Petucha Koshlo Deazu. According to this opinion, that would be fine. Aval Im Ein Lefaneha Revach Klav. There's no space before it at all. Bein all the Parsha Shemor between it and the Parsha of Shema. Lo Bedaf Shelo, but Lo Bedaf Shel Parsha Shema. Even on its, we'll call it its page, its daf, or on the befriending of the Shema. To hide this means Shehischil Oso Berosh Shita Halyona. You begin on the top of the line. She Bedaf Velo Niach Revach Klav Lefaneha Oso Shita. Velo besof shita shel parsha shema, o sheheniach revach. You do leave a space ve'ein bo k'shir revach. You know it's not the required amount of space. It's supposed to be the shemein parsha leparsha. You left a small space, but not the really what we're supposed to do. Dahin, which means kedei lichtov tes osios. So only a small space to write three or four osios, but there is still a space. Hareze nechshav shinui gomor. This is considered to be a change, a deviation. Mimashehi ketuva b'torah. The way that's written in a chumash. Uposle chuliyama afilu parsha zom. That's not going to be good, because you changed from the house. It has to be following the pattern as to how it's written in a chumash. And besof parshas v'haya im shemoa ein sarach laniach shum revach. At the end of v'haya im shemoa, you don't have to leave any space. V'chein noagin l'sayim al ha'aretz besof shita ha'tachtona. And that's how they leave it off with ha'aretz at the end of the last line. Kuf Samach, this is going on how the Mechab, so the Ramah says in our countries, in Ashkenaz, we do it differently. V'dinas Eilu, after l'chadchila mitzalah says osa stuma, really l'chadchila should make it stuma, gam l'hayesh machshir, and even those who, I mean, this yesh machshir is a kula, we lie to do, but I'm not saying this is the way you're supposed to do it, l'chadchila should be done stuma. V'im kein ha'minag hazeh hu shloka hogam, so this minag is not really the correct way to do it, because you're not doing it l'chadchila, you're doing it the way it technically would work. Nevertheless, mikol makom Etiko haramah, the Ramah brings us here. Dekeim de ikar hu shvidi eved kosher b'chol inyan. Technically speaking, it is allowed, it is acceptable in this case, and you can't make it according to everybody, we should be mechazik and strengthen this minhag, not to reflect negatively about the previous generations who were doing it this way. The Magen brings the same idea. The best practice is lasos b'kima shekosu b'shulchan aruch, like the way the Shulchan Aruch talks about that, doing the first three petucha and only v'hayim shema to make that one stuma. Okay, let's do one more for today. Kuf samech aleph nohagin v'chem tefillin, right, with the tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam yase gam kain kulam petuchos, right, besides the Rashi's tefillin. We all get to that thing coming from Lamed Dalet. We'll talk about the different order of that, but nevertheless, even though there's a different order in the Rabbeinu Tam, we should also do this petuchos. Even though you're writing v'haya, that's the different order after shema. Kila kama b'sim lamed dalet b'mishnah berura sif katan gimel yaniach kashir tes osios acher al haaretz. You should still leave a space of nine letters between al haaretz. Then when you start with Shema, you should do that at the top of the next line. Okay, Lamed Vav is a little bit longer. Sif, we'll pick it up here. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem in the next year.